A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attala. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. he has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me.
Verbum Domini.
First, I'd like to welcome Father John Roderick, who can celebrate at the Mass this morning along with his men's group. He serves in the Diocese of Denver, Colorado. Today is the memorial of Pope St. Pius V, a first-class relic of this great saint, this great reformer in the Church to intercede for us today. The 225th successor of St. Peter. He was a Dominican friar, mostly known for implementing the reforms of the Council of Trent and his special love for the liturgical life of the Church, along with sacred music within the liturgy. And probably the highlight of his life was the insistence of praying the rosary in unison as the Church, the body of believers, the mystical body of Christ. And it was through the prayers and intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary that the smaller Christian fleet defeated the gigantic fleet of the Ottoman Empire at the Battle of Lepanto. We ask the intercession of Pope St. Pius V today for Holy Church and for each one of you present and listening. At every holy sacrifice of the Mass, the words of the Lord Jesus from St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, are prayed immediately following the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And further, the Church prays, "Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen." Every day, those words are prayed immediately after the Our Father. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Peace is the Lord's gift. You might say it's the Easter gift, the gift flowing from the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. On the evening of the Lord's resurrection from the dead, according to St. John's Gospel, he appeared to the disciples gathered in the upper room where he celebrated the Last Supper. He came among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad that they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain, they are retained." It's the Easter gift. You might say the sacrament of penance is the Easter sacrament given to us on Easter night. The Lord bestowing the gift of forgiveness of sins, the gift of his peace, interior peace. The Lord Jesus keeps his promises. He first delivers these words on Holy Thursday at the Last Supper. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." In the context of the institution of the Holy Eucharist and immediately following the washing of the feet of his disciples. What would follow the solemn promises of the Lord Jesus that Holy Thursday evening, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday into Easter Sunday were anything but peaceful after the Last Supper? The betrayal of the Lord Jesus by Judas, the arrest, the imprisonment, the scourging, crowning with thorns, the crucifixion, anything but peaceful. Remember, the Lord Jesus said, "Not as the world gives, do I give peace to you." Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. He says this to us immediately right before the most horrible, horrendous act ever committed on the face of the planet, the crucifixion of our God. The Lord Jesus is calling us into radical trust in the promises that only he can give. Peace is that divine gift that of total adherence to the one who gives it. Peace is given when we invest ourselves in the one who bestows the gift. When the Lord gives the gift of his peace, he desires to stay with us and to abide with us, to live within us, that each of us be grafted onto him as the vine and the branches, and that the branches apart from the vine can do nothing. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. We can't even survive. We can't even be sustained. But grafted onto that vine, the branches, we, the mystical body of Christ, survive. We can be sustained and thrive. We're not just called to survive, but we're called to thrive. When a gift is given, there is a giver and a receiver. An example of this might be a parent or a sibling or a friend giving a gift. There is a giver and a receiver of the gift. And the giver and the receiver remain separate. They don't unite. They're not one person. But the gift that the Lord Jesus desires to give us is to remain with us, actually within us and in us, to live his life. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Whoever has my commandments, not just possessing the commandments as like carrying them as a gift next to us, whoever has my commandments, but actually whoever has embodies, lives, that so much that Christ is living in us. St. Paul says that is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Not simply a possession of a gift, but you might say an investiture of a gift that only God can give, a gift that only he gives in every recess of our being. In speaking of the divine indwelling, Mother Angelica said, "I suppose that one of the greatest things we can do is to let the Father love Jesus in us, just to allow the Father to love Jesus in us. that the Father looks at his beloved Son in each one of us, that we are so grafted onto Christ, the one who lives his life again in the Christian, that the Father sees the image of his Son living in us, in each one of us. We pray for that gift of peace, the gift of peace that only God can give, that the Holy Spirit continue to dwell in each one of us, to dwell in the life of the church. Through the intercession of Pope St. Pius V, may the blessing of Almighty God be upon you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.